Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Maeve has three. Tom and Helen each have two.
All right. You flip the coin, and Tom has elected to go first. So, Tom, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Trump signed phase one of his trade deal with blank.
China.
Right. On Thursday, Nancy Pelosi called social media site blank a shameful company that had intentionally misled users.
Facebook.
Right. This week, Virginia became the 38th state to pass the blank amendment.
Equal rights.
Yes. On Tuesday, former National Security Advisor blank filed a motion to withdraw his guilty plea.
Flynn.
Yes, Michael Flynn. A massive snowstorm in Vancouver led local schools to cancel the scheduled blank.
Snow party.
Close enough. Snowball fight. Yes. Yeah. With 11 total nominations, Joker led the pack for the 92nd Annual Blank Awards.
Oscars.
Yes. On Tuesday, Jeopardy's Greatest of All Time tournament was won by blank.
Oh, what was his name? It wasn't the Ken Jennings guy.
It was Ken Jennings.
Oh, he was. Oh, damn it.
Border Patrol officers in South Texas say they're struggling to deal with an influx of blank.
Tortoises.
No. Good guess, though.
Good.
Here they come. They're still coming. This Border Patrol station in South Texas is dealing with being occupied by 300 vomiting, pooping vultures.
Oh, I'll take the tortoise.
This Border Patrol station has a radio tower. It's in South Texas, and it's become a haven for vultures. Hundreds of them have started to perch on it, poop on it, and vomit on it. The border agents call it a nuisance, but the vultures say it's a gesture of professional respect. Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom has 6 right, 12 more points, total of 14. He moves into the lead.
All right. All right, Helen, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Chuck Schumer said he had enough votes to pass a resolution that would limit the president's war powers against blank.
Iran.
Right. On Monday, Cory Booker became the latest Democrat to drop his bid for blank.
President.
Right. On Thursday, the Senate approved the USMCA, a new trade deal meant to replace blank.
NAFTA.
Right. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court heard arguments relating to New Jersey's so-called blank gate.
New Jersey's so-called Jersey gate.
No, bridge gate. To help out a coastal town affected by wildfires, the Australian Navy launched a ship to deliver blank.
Carrots.
No, 800 gallons of beer. On Wednesday, NASA confirmed that the 2010s were the blankest decade on record.
Hottest.
Right. Whitney Houston and the Notorious B.I.G. were among the nominees for the 2020 blank.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. After Carlos Ghosn's daring escape from Japan last week, a company there is warning citizens not to blank.
Let in strangers into their house?
No, not to hide themselves inside musical instrument cases.
What?
Well, Yamaha says that trying to fit your whole body into one of their instrument cases could be dangerous. That's a warning they had to give after the disgraced head of Nissan allegedly fled Japan for Lebanon by hiding in one and then having it put on a plane. It seems uncomfortable to be in a box for that long, but his other option was a Nissan. Bill, how did Helen do on our quiz?
Well, Helen got 5 right. She has 10 more points. With a total of 12, she isn't quite there. Aww. Tom's still in the lead.
How many, then, does Maeve need to step up and take it from him?
6 to win, Maeve.
Here we go, Maeve.
No problem.
This is for the game.
I'm ready.
You're always ready. Fill in the blank, Maeve.
No problem.
No problem.
Here you go.
On Wednesday, the Prime Minister of Russia announced he was resigning, allowing blank to further consolidate power.
Can I just say, I don't know this one.
Vladimir Putin.
What?
Yes. On Sunday, the White House revealed they'd reached out to blank to resume nuclear talks.
Barack Obama.
No. North Korea. This week, Queen Elizabeth and the royal family were entirely supportive of blank's plans to leave the UK.
Oh, Prince Philip. Or Prince Harry.
I'm going to give it to you. Prince Harry. It's Harry and Meghan. On Monday, LSU completed a perfect season by defeating Clemson to win their first blank since 2007.
Basketball.
The answer is football championship. A city in North Carolina has rejected plans for a new solar farm after too many residents complained that it would blank.
Shine. It would shine too bright.
No, like it would
the glare.
It would suck up all the sunlight. Despite lukewarm reviews, the ninth movie in the blank saga passed the $1 billion mark on Tuesday.
Bond?
No. Star Wars. On Sunday, tennis star blank won her first title in 3 years.
Oh, I actually do know this one. Serena Williams.
Yes, ma'am. It was Serena Williams. Police in Texas were able to identify a vandal this week after pulling a perfect set of fingerprints from blank.
His hands. You can't argue with that.
They did do that, but the key to cracking the case, Maeve, was getting the fingerprints from a slice of cheese.
What?
The officers at the Carrollton, Texas Police Department were tasked with finding out who covered a local resident's car with slices of cheese. They had to call in the CSI team to dust the cheddar for fingerprints. The result they got was not just Gouda, it was Greta. They're able to run it through the system, hoping for a match. Meanwhile, the vandal could have gotten away with it. If only he'd used Swiss, their whole case would have been full of holes.
But, you know,
Bill, how did Maeve?
Maeve got two right.
Yes, Maeve.
That's Maeve.
Four more points. Seven total. That means our winner today is Tom Bodette.
There you are.